So sometimes I'm inside the church speaking for the church, and sometimes I'm out of the church speaking as a supporting ministry. And it's a nice privilege to have both. Very few people can do that. And it's a three generations of missionaries and ordained ministers in the family, and I believe God has prepared me for that, and I'm just grateful because I've never seen that before, where you can be wear two hats inside and outside. But I not only seek to be used by God to wake up our church to the reality of the moment, but also to wake up our leaders. It's time to think differently. If we do what we've always done, they say the definition of insanity is doing what you've always done but expecting different results. So if we expect to finish the work, we're going to have to do something different than we've always done because we're not accomplishing it now. And as times get harder and harder, I'm looking forward to the day when, right after September 11, we had an ADRA meeting soon after, several conferences had notified me. We had different groups coming down, missionary groups from different conferences, academies, so on, coming down to South America. And some of them canceled because the General Conference sent out a memo to all the conferences. It's too dangerous right now, at this moment, to travel. So cancel your missionary trips right now and do it when it's safer. I'm looking forward to the day when the General Conference sends out, or the division, a memorandum which says, today is going to be the best day you ever have to work. Tomorrow will be more dangerous. So do what you have to do quickly. I'm looking forward to the day when the Review and Herald puts out an article on the front page. Time is short. Move now. Do what you have to do before you can't do anymore. That's what I'm looking forward to. But generally speaking, things are well. From reading our publications, you find the idea that things are really going well. There's no need for urgency. There's no need because everything is being done well. But that's a concept that only applies if times are well. But there's not a single person that believes that. Do you believe things are going to get better and better as they go forward? Do you believe that? Is there anybody here who would say that tomorrow is going to be easier and better and safer than today? A single hand? At least one? Nobody believes that. We all believe it's going to get worse and worse. But our actions don't match that. So that's why, in the year 2000, I made a decision. Lord, I'm willing to try something different. You know, I've seen your faithfulness all along. Please, I love my church with all my heart. But if the church is your people, with this beautiful message, the most beautiful message ever given to man, if we're ever going to share that and get that out to the world, we have to think differently than what we're thinking. We have to be able to place everything on the altar and let you run the show. More and more, we have to realize that God Himself is holding the reins and not pull up tight. When you're running a race, imagine you're sitting there like the Ben-Hur, you know the Ben-Hur movie, four horses in a racing. Did you ever see somebody holding back on the reins? Whoa, whoa! Did you ever see somebody that trying to run a race? But that's what we do. We're pulling back on the reins all the time. Just let some young people in your home church try something new. And there's always some of us older persons that are trying to say, wait a minute, where do you think you're going? I was at the Peruvian, the Inca Union, which was in Lima, Peru. Now it's the Peruvian Union headquarters. The union president was then the youth director, and I was sitting with him out in front of the union office one day, and all of a sudden we noticed all the lights went out. Electricity went out, and all the red lights quit working, and there was four lanes of traffic this way and four lanes of traffic the other way, and they couldn't move. They were jamming horns. Then everybody was tooting their horn. Nobody was moving, and there was only one car that could make a move. Everybody else was waiting, stuck between two cars. So I said, I told them, you know what? If only that one car over there would move, the rest of the cars could keep going. He said, yeah, but we don't have there's no policeman here. I mean, nobody knew the electricity was going to go out. I said, well, somebody ought to go tell that car to move. He said, well, you know, I don't know how long they're going to be there, but maybe I should do that. Have you ever seen me be a policeman? Watch me be a policeman. So I walked out to the lady and I said courteously, excuse me, ma'am, if you turn right here, the rest of the cars can get moving and things can go. She goes, I don't want to turn right. I want to go straight ahead. I said, but you're the only car that can move and you can't go straight ahead. But if you turn right and go around the block, the rest of the cars can start moving. She said, I don't want to turn right. I want to go straight ahead. So then I had to pull out my my police authority, and I said, "Ma'am, either you turn right or I will take your license and you will be arrested." "Yes, sir," she said. Shoom, she took off. Pretty soon I had that traffic and the other thing. Pretty soon all eight lanes were moving. I went back and he said, "David, I don't know. You are crazy. Some of the things that you do." But he said, "The traffic is moving."